over there cooking while you over there looking like a five course.
Just five?
I walk over to the kitchen and I feel a little smitten with the way the oil pour.
Like this?
Got my head around your waist.
Yeah.
Put my cheek up on your face.
Okay.
Turn you around so you can see what you cooking up in me. I wanna be generous. A little more tenderness.
What has touring been like so far?
It's honestly a dream, for real. Like, I played my first show on my birthday, and it was beyond, like, anything I could explain, for real. It's a dream, you know, it's just something I've wanted for a long time, and to finally get it, you know, it's beyond, I can't really explain it with words.
Obviously, you've performed on Broadway before. How is performing as a solo artist different from performing on a stage with a full cast?
I don't know. It's like there's this mystique on Broadway, right? Like you have your costume, you have you've got whatever show you're in, and it's like this thing you're a part of. Like, but when it's like your solo artist, especially with this kind of album, like, you know, this is my story. This is my life. These are the true stories. Everything I wrote about is about something that I've been through, and that I'm going through. So it's like it's everything is. This is my real life, you know. So I think it's a bit more vulnerable when I'm doing it on this level, on this scale. But I love it. You know, I think it's cool to be able to be on stage every night and sing my words and to say, you know, to give my story, right? Like, I think sometimes we do movies or we do Broadway or we do whatever it is, and we're saying someone else's words, but it's kind of nice sometimes when you get to say, what's on your mind.
So your music has a little bit of soul, a little bit of hip-hop. Who would you say your musical influences are, and how have they shaped you into, producing your own unique sound?
I think I'm influenced by a lot of different artists, but, I took everything I've listened to as a child, and I didn't even realize, it's funny how you don't realize what has influenced you the most until you get into the studio.
Going off of your own album, which of your own songs do you think you connect with the most?
I think Figure It Out is the song that hits me the most. Figure It Out is a song about loneliness, is about being vulnerable, it's about saying how you feel, talking about how you feel, and I feel like growing up, that wasn't something that I did well. So now as an adult, I was like, I want to write a song for anyone who has too felt like that, the way I did as a kid, and I really wanted to, I wanted to write a record like that.
I noticed that a common theme that popped up throughout your album was just, you know, finding or going back home, like in Dear Diary and Come Back Home. And I found that a little ironic considering you're playing Usnavi in the new In the Heights movie, which also presents the theme of finding home. Is there a connection there?
Yeah, that was coincidental. I mean, I feel like that was destiny, but it was coincidental and that wasn't planned. I didn't plan that. It was just like the album just came out of me. The story came together the way it did. Like, these songs weren't even, these songs were a mixed bag, you know, that we put together and so happened to create this narrative about this guy who, you know, thought he needed to leave home to figure out who he wanted to be and realize at the end that all the assets were, you know, in front of him at home.
Yeah.
But then it was kind of wild when I was mixing the album and my co-star, Melissa Barrera, who plays Nessa in The Heights, she said, yo, do you, she said, just what she said, do you find it ironic that the album is about what this movie is about? And I was like, yo, that is crazy. I didn't even realize that. She's like, dude, destiny, bro.